It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 3rd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. They say the walls have ears, but what if the floors could feel where you're walking and how you're walking? A New York City startup called Tectonic Technologies has revolutionized the computer touch sensor, making them tough enough and cheap enough to turn an entire floor, maybe an entire gym or an entire theme park, into a surface that senses footsteps. Jerry Seidman is Tectonic's chief executive officer.
A Tectonic sensor captures all the interaction on a surface in a very high resolution, high frame rate. So as you see here, it captures very, very light touches, very fast frame rate.
Everywhere your fingers are on this touch sensor, you're seeing images on a screen corresponding to where you're placing pressure.
The whole hand, it doesn't matter. I could put your tape recorder on it and it would see it. The beautiful nature of our technology is because of the mechanical nature of it, they can be tiled. So we can take two sensors and seamlessly abut them together, put a common touch layer, and make a sensor twice as big.
One way to think about this is sort of like a video screen where they tile together LCD screens to make like a scoreboard readout or something like that. But you're talking about a touch sensor that can be tiled together.
These are touch sensors. And when I say touch, it's anything that can exert pressure on the surface, whether it's your palm, your finger, your foot, your elbow, your glass. We capture all of that data. So it could cover an entire table. In fact, we have floor tiles, and you can cover the entire area of a room or maybe even an airport. We can track people as they move through the space. Even with thousands of people, there's enough unique information for us to disambiguate them, whether it's in an airport or a store.
I'm imagining maybe a gym floor with some of your tiles. That might work.
We've talked to several people in the medical space and physical therapy space to use our information because we have very subtle leaning, balance information on the floor that can tell about the posture of someone, whether they're off balance, whether they're improving in their physical therapy, or maybe detecting Parkinson's or helping people in their Parkinson's therapy.
So let's say I'm standing on one of your big sensor floor tiles. It's not going to just know where my feet are. It could actually tell how I'm standing or if I'm doing an exercise in a certain way. There's enough data in my stance?
Absolutely. If you're getting ready to take a step, you telegraph to the floor that you're going to take a step even before a camera could pick it up.
So tell me about the genesis of this company. Where did this idea come from?
The company was founded by myself, Charles Hendy, and Ken Perlin, who's a professor at NYU. In the summer of 2010, they really tried to solve a problem of how do we make it cheap, how do we make it cost-effective, and how do we make it large? And so that was the problem, and this is the solution that we came up with.
Tectonic's CEO, Jerry Seidman. How would you use a touch-sensitive floor? Maybe install the touch tiles in front of the bar at your local saloon to sense if the person you're chatting with is leaning in with interest or leaning away with revulsion to activate a yay or nay symbol on your smartphone. You can type your suggestions in at marketplacetech.org. In Las Vegas, there's a new car-sharing system, but it's none of this humble Ford Escort business. The downtown project to revitalize Las Vegas is getting 100 high-end Tesla S electric sports cars to share. Subscriptions will run about $400 a month. And for those who read Playboy magazine for the articles, there's just the app. The demo for the new Playboy app for iPhone has the interview with Matt Damon, a picture of a designer shoulder bag, a sexy picture of a hamburger with grilled onions, but no naked pictures of people. Does that mean no photos of the human epidermis at all? Well, I see the Playboy app does have pictorials with folks dressed for very, very warm weather. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.